Okay, we are going to start in Emirat Hashem, the third and final parak of Maseches Moikotan, at the bottom of Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. The Mishnayos in this parak basically still deal with Chol HaMoed, specifically talking a little bit about doing not doing laundry, and getting a haircut, and writing on Chol HaMoed. Also, it gives these certain exceptions, which we'll talk about when you are in fact allowed to do this. And then the Gemara all goes into other topics about Avelus, and Chayim, a person is ostracized. So why they discussed it in here? Because there's a certain similarity between the simcha that one has to have on Yom Tov and the Avelus. What else? The Chumash really doesn't talk too much about the pratim of Avelus. You know, concepts of how long it lasts, who one sits shiva on. These halachic things not really mentioned so much, so it's going to be discussed here in the Gemara as it goes through them. So let's begin. The Eilim Megalchim B'Moed. So these are the people who are, in fact, allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Habo Mimedina Sayam, a person who came from overseas. Mibesa Shivya, a person who got out of jail. I'm sorry, that Beis HaShivya is someone who was held captive. Ha'yotzi Beis HaSurim, someone who got out of jail. V'hamenude shehitiu lo chachamim, a person who had been excommunicated, now he's allowed back in. V'chei mi shenishal chacham v'hutra, a person who did made a neder, and now he had it absolved. V'hanazir v'hametzara v'mitumoso l'tarosa. So a nazir, the naziris ends on that. The mitzora, who purifies himself, and that ends up a person who went out from a state of being tameh into a state of being tahor. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dalid, the Mechaber brings down these halachos and says, basically quoting from the Mishnah, we'll see, he explains more. Ve'en legalchim b'moi, mishiyot b'esa shivya, v'lo hayelo panai legaleach kodom hamoid. He wasn't able to get a haircut beforehand. U'mishiyot b'esa surim, got out of jail. V'afilu haya chobush b'yad Yisroel, even if he was in a Jewish jail, an Israeli jail. V'hayu manichin lo legaleach, and they were allowing him. V'chein ha-menuda she'itiru lo b'regel, a person who was nidui, but then they took him out on regel, on Chol HaMoed. V'chein mi she'nodr shlo legaleach, he had made a neder not do it. V'nishal anidro, then he did she'el on that b'regel. V'chein ha-bo medina sayam, and a person who came from overseas b'Chol HaMoed. O she'bo b'erev ha-regel, he came on erev yantiv v'lo haye shahus b'yom legaleach. He wasn't allowed to. Now it's fascinating. There's a major halachic discussion about the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael. And what's brought down is actually right here in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, when one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, when one's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the Mechaber writes, V'hu shlo yotzim Eretz Yisrael l'chutzo aret l'tayel. The whole het is when he didn't leave just to take a trip. So it's a big discussion. The Mishnah Berurah says here in Sifkot and Yodalad, explaining Pirush, the Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, if he's traveling with an Eretz Yisrael, Omi Chutz La'aretz, the Chutz La'aretz, or he's going from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, Af B'yotz L'tayel, She'ena Devar Mitzvah, he's taking a trip, just a vacation, it's not for a mitzvah, Afilu Hochi Mutalo L'galeich, Kishlo Hayaponoi L'galeich, Mibod Yom, he could allow if he didn't have time beforehand, Kevan She'etziyasa B'reshus Haisa, he left with permission, Shlo'asa Iser B'zeh, he didn't do anything prohibited by leaving, Ava, but, explains the Mishnah Berurah, Me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'eretz l'chutz la'aretz. Ein amuta el shi'atz be'harviach. As the Gemara is going to explain, he did it because he needed to make money. Oh, liros p'nei chavero. So that's a little bit chiddush. That even if you're going just to see your friend, right? Dehu chashiv dvar mitzvah. That's also considered to be a dvar mitzvah that you're allowed visiting a friend. How do we know? How do we know that that's the mitzvah to visit my friend? So the Gra brings a raya from this from a Gemara in Erevin, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, which talks about that you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumen, Al Manas, you're going to go see your friend. So you see, you're not allowed to make an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah, so the Gra brings a raya that to see one's friend is considered Dvar Mitzvah. So that would perhaps be the hetter why many people leave Eretz Yisrael, to come see friends, to come see family members. According to this, this is the basis for it. Right, so it finishes off the Mishmur, Shemut Latseis Me'eretz Yisrael B'Shvil Zeh. You're allowed to leave for that. Masha'en Kein Tayo Ba'am, it's just time to take a trip. D'B'chi Agav No Oslo Latseis Me'eretz Yisrael L'Chutz L'Arts. You're not allowed to take a trip just because it's time you want to go skiing somewhere, something like that. In that case, lo hitiru lo ligaleach. One would not be allowed to get a haircut for that reason. Okay, now the Mishnah continues. That's talking about the people who can get the taking a haircut. Ve'ele mechabsin b'moed. Now about doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. Habam medina sayam. Right, same things. You came from overseas. You got out of you were captive, and they released you, or you got out of a jail in Chol HaMoed. Right now, on the top of Yud Dalid, umenuda sheitiu lo chachamim. Right, the chachamim released you from being nidui, ostracized. V'chein misha nisha lechacham v'hutar. Right, you took a neder, and now you are the sheis chacham. Mitpachos hayadayim, hand towels. Mitpachos hasaparim, barber's towels. Mitpachos hasfag, and body towels, right? They use these. They very easily soiled, so therefore you're allowed to do them with laundry in the Chol HaMoed. Hazavim, hazavos. These are type of bodily emissions. Again, zav is different. It's not balkir. It's a different substance. Vahanidos, hayolos. And a woman who's a nida, a woman who gave birth. Vechol haoilin mituma letaron. And anybody who left the state of being tummy became tahor. Hare elu mutaron. They're allowed to do laundry in order to purify themselves. Ushaar kol adam asurim. But anybody else is not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So over here, this is brought down in Tuf Kuf Lamed Dalid, right? The Mechaber discusses, right? E mechabsin b'moed, you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. The elu, however, shemechabsin. These are the exceptions. Habal medina sayam yotim veis teshivya veis asurim menuda shatiru lo chacham beregel mishnader shloi chabes v'nisha bereglo bereg baret beregel v'hitiru lo. So they did. They're matzneder for him. V'amit pechos hayadayim, amit pechos hasafarim, amit pechos hasafag. We saw that. Uba big day kitanim. So about children's clothing. Ubalas a kesem animsa b'moed. If found a kesem on it, you get a stain. Umi she'ein lo ela chaluk echad. You only have one shirt to wear. V'chula mechabsin kedarkon. You can wash it regularly. Afilu b'nesir v'ohel. Right. Even with this type of these are like strong chemicals, right? Meaning boris. Ubi farhesia agav hanahari. You're in public by the river. Everyone can do this. Says the Ramah, Mihu, lo yichab surak letzarech lahen. You can only do as much as you actually need. Dahainu cholok echad, just you need one shirt. Umi abig de haketanim biyoser, but small, little kids. Dahainu osen shemelapafin behem, umi ashtinin, umotzin re'i behem. This is before the days of disposable diapers. And they're going to the bathroom in their cloth garment, whatever they're wearing. So says the Ramah, Mutu lechabes arba v'chamish b'pam achas. You're allowed to even four or five at a time. Ki letzarech harbe mehem kol rega. Because you need a lot. You know, could you imagine you only have to could wash one diaper at a time? No, so you can do four or five. V'ha de mutu lechabes b'farhesia haynu davke shiroitzetz al gav anahar mishum de mischabes yoser yofe al gav anahar. It gets clean better. Aval im eino chobso al gav anahar v'yichabes rak b'tzina v'farhesia v'chein nirali. So this the Achronim discuss, what about nowadays? Is it four or five? Is that davka, or could you do more? We do our laundry in a machine, right? So you know, are you allowed to do? So the Mechaber says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph, Ketanim biyos, little kids, Roitzelomer lafuke stam ketanim ein lahati bechibus. Rak cholok echad, right? So all you can only do one, but the little kids with their diapers, you could do a lot with the washing machines. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that you could do even more than four or five, but it's only four or five things for kids. You can't say, because there's no tircha, that's this for, right? But you can't say, oh, so who cares? Once I'm putting it in, it's no big effort, I'll just put in clothing for adults. So Ramosha, Reliashiv, they say, no, one cannot do this. You can't add on to it. All one is allowed to do is just to put in for the kids, but you can't, oh, I'm doing laundry anyway, so I'll put in my own shirt, my own pants. No, the heter is only for the small children. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. Ushar kol adam, my time was surin. So for everybody, we saw these are the exceptions. But the diak is that for everyone else, it's osur. So why can't they do this on Chol HaMoed? Kiditznan anshe mishmar v'anshe maimud asurin l'saper l'chabes. That people who were in the mishmaros and people who were those are the ma'amodos. These were the kohanim, right? It was divided up to 24 mishmaros. It was subsequently redivided after with Ezra and Shivat Zion. And then the ma'amados were the Yisraelim who used to come to accompany the korbanos. They would they would be learning and fasting throughout the week. So these people were not allowed to you know, get the haircuts and stuff like that, and do the laundry. However, chamishi mutar, but on the Thursday they were allowed to do it mipnei kavod haShabbos, because if not, they, you know, they would come into Shabbos looking all messy, very disheveled. So therefore, if we allow them to do it beforehand, well, let's speak it out. For Omer Rav Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Elazar, my time. What's the reason why they weren't allowed to do the laundry and get the haircuts? Kidei shlo yikansu lemishmartan kishehein minuvolim. They wouldn't enter when they're all untidy. Meaning, if we allow them to get a haircut and do the laundry during the week of the mishmar, during the week of their ma'amodos, so then they'll just wait till then, right? They'll do it in the middle of the week, and then they're going to start when they're going to be all, disheveled, looking like a schlump. So hachinami, so too by chalamoy, the ordinary people. They should enter into yantiv when they're, looking untied, and think, oh, I'll just get a haircut, I'll do my laundry on chalamoy. So boy, Rav Zeira asks the following question. Of the lo aveda erev haregel, what's the din? A person lost something on Erev Yantav, and you're so busy searching for it, so that because he's busy the whole day looking for his lost item, he doesn't have time to get a haircut, doesn't have time to do his laundry. So came into honest, since it's an honest, is it mutter? Oh, don't know. Maybe came into low, mucha chamilsa, low. Meaning, on one hand, you could say, it's beyond his control. What do you expect from the guy? He can't do it. On the other hand, you could say, no, it's not necessarily noticeable to other people. The reason why he failed to get his haircut is because he's looking for it, so then you can't do it. So Amar Abaye, wants to answer this question, but you have to know there's a Gemara, this story about Baitus ben Zumin. So he was a very wealthy person. He lived in Lod during the time of Rabban Gamliel. We have many sources in Shas. He was like a big financial guy, import, export. He had a lot of land. He was close with the Nasi. And everything he wanted to do, he made sure he was makbid, that everything was ois gehalten. Everything worked according to it, was good according to halacha. So here he wanted to start to bake a certain type of these cakes, right? So they said, Yomru, what are we going to do? If we allow you to bake these cakes, even though technically you would allow to, kol hasrikin asurin, every type of cake is not allowed to be baked. However, sriki baitus mutarim, but we'll make an exception just for you, and we'll let you baitus, we can use your cups. So by saying, you see from here, the Chazal don't make certain exceptions, you know, unless the reason is clearly evident, right? So like the case of the person who's looking for the lost item. I letameich, so Bizira asks back, right, the way Rav Simon said from Sobolovsky. Latameich means you're asking a question on me, but that exact same logic goes back on you yourself. So latameich, according to your reasoning, hada amarevi asi amarevi yoichinan, kol mi she'ein lo ela chaluk echod, anybody who only has one shirt, motel lechabso b'cholamoid, you can do it on, you can do the laundry for that one shirt on cholamoid. So hasam nami. Amru kolas sarakin asurin sariki baitis mutarn, say the same story over there by the guy who's washing his one shirt. No, someone says, no, it's not a good proof. Ha itmar Allah, we said on this, Omer mar bar ravashi, ezu mochiach, ezoro mochiach alav. His ezor, his belt is going to prove to him, meaning the fact that the guy's sitting and doing his one shirt long, you've seen that all he's doing is sitting in his belt. He just, you know, he takes his, like, his undergarment, and he's, like, belting that, so he's, like, covering up his body. You see clearly he only had this one shirt, so, oh, you know, it's not normal. If he had a second shirt, he'd be wearing that. So you see from the fact that it's not a good raya. Rav Ashi Masni, boy, Rav Zeira, Umen Sha'avda Lo Aveda Erev HaRegel Mahu. A little bit different of it, the way I coined this now. The Uman who lost something. Now, the Uman already is not just a stomp person, but the Uman's, everyone's going to him. So it came into Uman who, since the guy's an Uman, everyone realizes that he has a profession and they're going to go to him, he's not around, Mucha Chamilsa. So it's obvious from the fact that he's not there, he wasn't in his store doing his thing, that he was out looking for his stuff, that's why he didn't get the haircut. Everyone's going to know about it. Oh, Dilma, no, came into Lo Mucha Chamilsa, Kihonach. Maybe it's not necessarily so obvious as to the certain special circumstances why he wasn't getting his haircut. Lo, then he would not be allowed to get a haircut. Sigmar says, teku, it's unresolved. So there is a sources that seem to say, maybe it's a Shita Mikubetzes, who says that teku sounds like it could be the Rosh Yitevus for a tishbi atarets kushius ubayas. The tishbi means Elio Hanavi, is going to come and answer up all the kushius and ubayas. No, the Briskov says it can't be, because if you look, the word teku is only used with an aboy, right? How did our Gemara begin? Boy Rabbi Zeira. So you only find the word teku with you have a question that's asked and it's unresolved. But there's never the word, when the word has a kasha, it never uses the word teku that it's unresolved. So really the teku leans, it stands. We don't know what the answer is going to be. Okay, it continues, Mindina Sayam, right? If you came from overseas on Chalmoy, you're allowed to get a haircut. Masnisin de lok Rebbe Yehuda. Our mission is not like Rebbe Yehuda. Titanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Habal Mindina Sayam, lo yigaleach. If you come overseas on Chalmoy, you can't get a haircut. Mipnei shiyotze shlo bershus, because you left without permission. Amarava lashut, if he's just coming to travel, divrei hakol osur. Everyone agrees in that case, it's not allowed. The Mizonos, if he's coming because he doesn't have what to eat, he has to make money to buy food, divrei hakol mutter. Everyone agrees in that case, you are allowed to leave for that. The machlokes is if you wanted to leave to get a profit, right? You have enough to live on Eretz Yisrael, but you left because you wanted to, you know, make more money. Sumar, Rabbi Yehuda, medami le kit l'shut. He compares this when you're just going out for, stam traveling. Umar, that's the chachamim, medami le mizonos, that where you're allowed to go out for this. Semeisve, I'll ask you a kasha, Amar Rebbe, says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda, kishyotze shlobashus. Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't allow, that sounds, makes a lot of sense when you went out without permission. You left without permission. But divrei chachamim kishyotze b'shus. And the chachamim allow, it sounds like you could get there, well, that's when you left. So my shlobashus, what does that mean? You left without permission. So ilim l'shut, if you can tell me it means to travel, v'amar divrei hakol osir. Everyone said, you can't do that. El l'mezonos, right? So the diak is, there must be you left for to make money. V'amar divrei hakol motir. Everyone says, when you're allowed to you're allowed to do this when you need to do it, right? So what is it? Ella must be pshita levecha. You're going because you want to get more of a profit. Okay, so if that's true, that sounds like at this point you're allowed to leave for profit. Aim a seifa. How are you going to understand the last part of the brisa? Near and divrei chachamim kashiyotzer reshus, that we go like the chachamim when it's permissible, you're allowed to leave. My reshus. What's the reshus that you're allowed to? Se'ilim lemazonos. You can tell me mazonos. That's why you're allowed to leave. Ha'amad divrei hakol motir. I've never said that you're allowed to. Se'elavacha. Right, so that's when you must be that you're leaving for profit. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So it seems to be according to Rava, there's a steer in Minei Ubei within the Brisa. So Nahachi come, but this is how you have to understand what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi meant. Nirin Divi Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi L'Rabbanan. We love Rabbi Yehuda. It's not allowed over the Rabbanan. That's Kishiyotze Shlobershus. When you went out without permission. Umai Nihu. Right. What's an example of that? Lashut traveling. Shafilu chachamim lo nechleku alav el l'raveich. Because even the chachamim only argue in a case where you're going for profit. Aval lashut, but if you're coming, just going out for a stama to travel, module, they would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. V'nirin divrei chachamim lo divrei Yehuda kishiyotze b'rishus. And Rabbi, the Rabbanan will make more sense when you went out with permission. My nihu l'mizonos, that's when you went out because you were in order to make food, make money for food. Shafilu Rabbi Yehuda lo nechleku levehem. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue el levech. He only argues in case you're doing it when you want to make more money. But if you didn't have anything, he would agree. Avam nizonos moed lehu. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the chachamim that he would be allowed to get a shave and a haircut. So therefore, what comes out that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi isn't really being machria between them. He's just clarifying what exactly is the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Amr Shmuel, katan anol b'moed, mazel tov, the baby's born on and he came out with a lot of hair, and it's bothering him, it's a hairy baby, samot l'geich l'moed, and this kid's allowed to get a haircut, she'en l'cha beis asurim godom mizeh, there's no greater example of being a prison, you know, I don't know if you want to tell a pregnant woman this, but the baby's in prison while he's inside of her, I mean, he couldn't act on his own, right, he couldn't have any choice, so b'moed in me'ikar lo, so the diak is, what Shmuel's selling us is that, yeah, if he's born on Yantiv on Chalmoy, he could do it then. But in Mikara, if he didn't do it on there, he couldn't get a haircut now. Masav Lar Pinchas, Kol Elish Sha'amru Motu L'Galeich V'Moed. Any of the cases when we said that you're allowed to get a haircut on Chalmoy, Motu L'Galeich V'Me'Evlo. You would also be allowed to do this while a person is sitting Shiva. Ha, also L'Galeich V'Moed. But if it was also them to get a haircut on Moed, so then the comparison of what's Osir on Cholmoy is also Osir on during Shiva as well. Now on Amid Beis, the Amar Katan Isbe plukta, if you can tell me that you're making a chilek within the by cotton, nimses avelus no heges b'cotton. It would come out that there is, you know, there is a concept of having a cotton, you know, observing a avelus. V'hatani, we learned in a brisa, makarein l'cotton ipnei agmas nefesh. We tear the clothes of a cotton just to bring out like grief from the people who are looking at him. But there's no real requirement for the cotton to have, you know, any of the halachas, which is a fascinating discussion in Yoredeia, in Shin Mem, Sim Shimen Chav Zayin. It says cotton shemes lo meis, Rechmano Litzlan, that a cotton has one of their relatives who passes away, makriin lo, we do tear his clothing for him. The Shach says b'pnei agmas nefesh. The Taz brings down over here. Right, 1 second. Kor betur kosm b'ti avagmus nefesh pirush kidei laharbos lehesped. Kosm reads gayitz. Gayitz the cotton shegil lechinuch koring lo. If they understand you tear them kederach shem chanchim oiso b'shar mitzvos. Like it's like a chinuch for them to have this pirush beis yois dahainu afilu heicha shemeis lo meis deleis be mishum agmus nefesh. In case where it wasn't a real agmas nefesh for him. Okay, so there is a whole discussion beyond the scope for now about what a cotton does during a velus, but you see here clearly that me'ikra din is not required. So now, Amar Ravashi continues the Gemara, mikatani, 1 second, honey, ha'asurin? Does it say that it's actually osur, right, to get a haircut during a velus? That was your diuk. Dilma, maybe 1 second. Yesh mehem osur, yesh mehem mutter. Maybe in the Mishnah there's some cases where it's osur, and there's some cases where it's allowed to. And the halachas of avedas don't apply to a child. Ameimar says b'chi tema rav shisha b'reid rav idi. Some say it was rav shisha b'reid idi. Masti hachi. This is how you have to learn it. Amar Shmuel, katan mutter legalcha b'moy. A katan is allowed to get a haircut, which now we pass in, right? Loshna nola b'moi, loshna nola meikar. There is no difference whether he's born on Yom Tov or he's born beforehand. Amru Pinchas afananami tzenin. We learn like this. Kol eile she'omru mutla galech b'moi. All ones in the Chazal said you're allowed to get the haircut. Mutla galech b'mei evlo. They're also allowed to get the haircut if you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it during a famous. Ha asur legalech b'moed. Notes for asur to do it during chol moed. Asur legalech b'mei evlo. Can't do it on while they're sitting shiva. I amar katan asur. And if you're going to tell me that by a katan it's not allowed, nim says it would emerge as follows: avelis noheges b'katan. Right? That you have it, which is not what we do. V'hatanya v'tanya mekarin lekatan b'pnei agmas nefesh. Right? We tear the clothes of them. Meaning it's the other people who are seeing him is going to. It's such a sad, terrible sight to see a child, you know, with the clothing torn. But there's no din, there's no requirement the katan has to keep any of the halachas of avelus. So Amar Vashi, mikatani ha'asurin, right? And that first brice, that was quoted by Pinchas, right? That it was also a shave on chlamoid, right? Did it say it's asur? No, dilma, maybe yesh mehen asur, yesh mehen mutter. Maybe there's some cases where some of them it's osir for them, but there's other there where it's mutter. So therefore, there's no real raya from this, the brisa for what Shmuel said. So what this is brought down in the Mechaber in the Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. Where is it? Vav. Says the Mechaber, Katan mutter ligaleach b'moed, afil nola koinim haregel. He's allowed to do it, even if he's born beforehand. If it's bothering him, the hair, whatever it is. Shari, even in public, it's allowed. V'chein mashmi Mordechai. Okay, so that the cotton is allowed to get the haircut. Continuing now. Ovil in nohega velusa b'regel, shne'mar v'samachta b'chagecha. So an ovil doesn't sit shiva, that avelus stops. I'm sorry, the backwards. Yom Tov stops, breaks the Avelis, right, for the Shalosh Regalim, also for the Halachis by Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur also, because it's a contradiction. V'samachta b'chagecha, Avelis, the way the Soloveitch explains, like it's a kiyum in the heart, the person feels it, and you can't have Simcha and this Avelis at the same time. Samura says, I Avelis mei karahu, if it was that already started before Yom Tov, osi Ase ase the rabbim, the dochi ase the yochid. So the mitzvah's ase of the rabbim comes along and pushes away the individual's mitzvah, meaning the the availus of the yochid is rejected and pushed away because there's a simcha for the tzibur. E availus to hashtahu, if it is one that started right now, Rachman Salam, the person passed away on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, lo asi asid yochid bedochi asid berabim, right, berabim. So then the asay of the yochid doesn't come and push it aside, and then the availus would start afterwards. There's a lot of discussion of how this works in terms of second day Yom Tov, in a case where God forbid a person lost a relative. They don't actually, it does count as one of the days of Shiva, but there aren't really any formal minhagim. It begins after Matzi Yom Tov on the second days. Okay, menuda, person who was put in nidui, they were ostracized. Mao shein hu nidui b'regel. Does he observe this on regel? So Amar Rav Yosef, right? I mean, just by an ovel, right? There's no because of Simchas Yom Tov. So maybe the menuda also. So Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, come, I'll bring you an answer. Donin dini nefashos v'dini makos v'dini mamonos. Right on Yom Tov. The court, the Beis Din would do Dini Nefashos, capital law, Dini Mamonos, monetary law, Dini Makos, are getting lashes. The Ilotzayes Dino, and if the person is not going to listen to what they tell him to do, Meshamtimle, they put him into Cherem, they kick him out. They over here, Orachayim Tov Kuf Mem He, says the Mechaber, Donin, we judge these, Bein Dini Mamonos, Bein Dini Nefashos, Meshamtinu makin lami shlokibel alav hadin. So we see that they do this. The isal kadaitach says the Gemara ain't anohig nidui beregel. You can tell me that you don't keep nidui on Yom Tov. Mishumas va'ase meikara, from something you make the following kal v'chomer. Someone who had already been in nidui beforehand, ase rega v'dochi le, and the Yom Tov is now going to come and override that, hashta mashtinen le anon, we're now going to come and put him in, right? So it must be that you do observe the nidui even on Yom Tov. Amalei Abaye, not proof. Dilma le'yune bedine. Maybe what the Bryce is talking about, that the Beis Din, they're ma'ayin. They look into it, they deliberate, they go back and forth. De'ilo te mahachi, because if you don't say like this, dini nefashas tektani, if you're not going to tell us that Bryce is talking about just like looking into the case, so would you kill somebody? Would you put them into? Would you kill them? Would you actually enforce that on Yom Tov itself? So if the reason why you couldn't, at this point they weren't saying why you couldn't do that, because that's going to ruin the Dayanim, it's their Simchas Yom Tov. Detanya, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Minayin L'Sanhedrin. Right, shehargu es hanefesh she'ein toimim kol osa hayom. Because the day you kill somebody, they execute, then the dayanim don't eat. But there's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Tov, so it's a stira. If you kill somebody, you won't be allowed to eat, right? Talmud lo yimer lo soich la hadam. Many drushes learn from this, but one of the drushes, lo soich lu al hadam, you can't eat on a day in which you cause blood to be spilled. It could be correct, obviously, but nevertheless, life is being lost. So not to eat on that day. So Ella must be like this. How do you understand the Braisa? Le'enuye bedine, right? They look into it, but they don't actually give the Gemar din. Hachiname le'uni bedine. So too over case by the monetary, the dinimamos and the malchus, they're also just looking into it, they're not actually going to execute. Amale, says Rabbi Yosef, says back to him, in Cain, nimses ma'anes dino. You're being ma'ane, you're perverting the justice by delaying his verdict. So also mitzafra, here's how it happens. They come in the morning, uma'ane bedine, and then they sit and they shak libatari, they hear all the tainas on both sides. Va'ayov ochle, v'shasu kuliyom. Then they go home, eat and drink all day long, right? That's their Simchas Yom Tov. V'hadr, and they go back, also v'shkia zachama, v'garmin ledine. Then they do the Gemar Din right before shkia, v'kotlulei, and they do kill him, if that's in fact what the verdict would be. So it's not a steer, they're not going to eat on that day. They're going to eat on that day, they're just not going to, finish up the din. They're going to start it, go home, eat, and then come back. And the Ram brings this down in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Gimel. Where is it? Da, da, da. Halacha, here it is. Halacha, Yud Gimel Hey. Mi she nischayev misa bechol shalmoed ma'ayne bedine, right? They look into the case. Va'oichlin beizdin v'shoysin Ve'acher kach goynimes dino somech l'shkia sachama v'horgino so. So that's what the Rambam says, this in fact we would do. Omra baye tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Umenuda shehitiru lo chachamim, if you had someone who was, you know, ostracized, and then they allowed him to get the haircut, you see that you don't have to keep the hanhagas during Chol HaMoed. So Amar Rava, Mikitani shehitiruhu chachamim, to say they permitted it. I mean, that's like the Rabbanim themselves, the ones who let him do it. Shehitiru lo chachamim kitani, they permitted him. I mean, it doesn't mean in general, it's on this particular case. The oz mefaisei lebaldine, he went and he was mefais, he like appeased the person who he had a claim with, his baldin. For osi kaimid rabbonim, then he comes to the rabbonim v'sharalei, and then they released him from it. Meaning, it doesn't mean just in general, it means in this particular case. So mitzora ma'ush yanhug atzaros abrego, does a mitzora have his hanhagos of, you know, his minhag, you know, his tzaras during Chol HaMoed? So amar abaye, again, just we saw by the Avil, by the Menudah, so nothing was asking here, does maybe Simchas Yomtov pushes that away. So Tashma says, Abaye, v'hanazir, v'hamitzora, mitumaso, mitaraso. The case, the Mishnah said, right, or the quoting Bryce, right, the Nazir and the Mitzora, and a person who left Tuma into Tara, ha, b'yamei tumaso, nohig. That was if he went out of his days of Tuma, but if he's still in his period of Tuma, so then he does keep that even during Yom Tov. Shalom boy ka'amar. No, this is like saying it's talking a way of like it's not even necessary. It's needless to say this. Lomi boy be made tumasod lo nohig. It's not necessary to tell the case that it's not nohig in the time when he's in Tuma. Aval the taharoso nigzor shema yashib korbonosov. You would think maybe that you should make a gezeira that he's going to delay bringing his korbanos until the last day of Yom Tov, right? And on that, you're not allowed to bring a korban of a yachid. So if we, you know, don't allow him to shave, that's going to prevent it, right? So because you might have thought that shaving would be osur, kamash malan, comes to you just know in fact it is permitted for him to shave during Chol HaMoed. So amarava tashma, fahat sarua. The and the leper, right? Lerabo is Kohen Gadol. It comes to add even an Oin Gadol, right? So where does that come? Vaha Kohen Gadol the Chol Hashana Kirega Kule Amadome. So we've spoken about this previously. For a Kohen Gadol, since he's constantly Lifnei Hashem, he is. It's like this. It's like a constant Yomtov for him. Ditznan, like we learned, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onay. Right, that a Kohen, even a Kohen Hedi would not do this, but a Kohen Gadol who is an Onein, meaning they lost one of their seven close relatives, he brings Korbanos while he's an Onein, ve'eino ochel, but he doesn't eat from it. The Rambam brings this down in the second paragraph in the Hilchas Bias Mikdash. So Shema Mino, you see a raya from here, Noheg Tzarato v'regel Shema Mino, that in fact the Tzaras does stay with him through Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara says this in fact is a acceptable proof. Okay, in Meretz Hashem, we will stop here and pick it up next time with Avil Osa B'Tisporis about getting a haircut.